All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I want to remind everybody, like and share, like and share, like and share. Get a Rumble account, get a Twitter account, get this out to as many people as you can. Even if you're like, you know what, Tom, I don't want to spend time on social media. I get it. You don't have to. Just get an account. Listen, the two big platforms for us, I haven't made an impact at all on Twitter. It doesn't matter what I do on Twitter. I mean, I shouldn't say. I got about 5,700 followers, something like that on Twitter. But we just can't break through on Twitter. It's an algorithmic deal. It always is. Linda Yaccarino still is running Twitter, and that's, you know, obviously a globalist, leftist, bourgeois leader. She's like, how is that possible, Tom? Because it's Elon Musk's platform. I know. I don't understand it. Give me a little Trump here, and I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Yes, I don't get it either, but I mean, he just doesn't. I mean, I don't, but anyway, so just if you can, get accounts together. Do you want to follow us on these platforms and then put out, I don't care if you got zero followers, you put it out, people will see it. So get accounts on Twitter, get accounts on Rumble. Facebook's dead to us. YouTube, I mean, I love you guys that are watching on YouTube, but I get banned on YouTube all the time. I've been smashed down to basically zero followers, whatever. So it is what it is. So just like and share. We got to break our numbers back up. Rumble changed their algorithm about how to find and share, or not find, or not share, but find videos or whatever. So they've kind of smashed our numbers by 150 to 200 people watching live. So do what you can, break through. Get accounts, like and share, like and share, like and share. Let me say it to everybody. Say hey to everybody in the chat. We got Granite 2468 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Neanthro Soup is on. Lady Vu is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Peg Joe's on. Scooter 8887 is on. Gridenum is on. Dave Souders is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Death Plan's on. Linesman is on. Uncle Wally's on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Supergirl 21 is on. D9597 is on. Sheila K is on. Robin Aroni is on. Devnew 2011 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Lady Vu is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Rafa 9821 is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Tony Nuthead is on. Let me see here. Who did I miss? Sexy Pony's on. Those Jesus People is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Boy 7 Howdy is on. Behaven's on. Confederate One's on. JBC 2020 is on. Charlie 340 is on. LA 106 Times is on. Who'd I miss? Who'd I miss? The one and only Producer Aaron is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me see here. Anybody else that I miss? Oh, we got a lot of people. Gucci Buckeye is on. Alaska Man 1165 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Todd Suff is on. DC 941 is on. Joe Heathen is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. And Tim LT Bird is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. We'll get to the, I just want to say this before we start, because I'm going to get to the FSU shooting. That's actually my second story. But, you know, I just want to say this once again, cue up the mass shootings. It's always the same way. As soon as Trump starts winning, prices are coming down. There was actually reported today in one state, gas was $1.96 a gallon. Gas is down. Energy prices are down. Inflation. Can anybody guess what the inflation rate is right now? 0.7%. 0.7. Oh, the tariffs. The sky is falling. I can't wait to see all the retractions that will never come from all the liars and all the prognosticators and all the propagandists, all the leftist wing nuts out there. It's all going to fall apart. It's all, you know, whatever it may be. And I'm wondering where all the silence. There's a lot of silence today on Kilmar Abrego Garcia. There's a lot of silence on the left since it came out that he was trafficking people. Get this, Aaron, in 2022.
Oh, my.
After he was already caught trafficking people in 2019 and was deported to give it a final order of deportation, final removal order. Remember? And then you got little Chrissy Van Hollen flying down to El Salvador to release him. I guess he didn't realize that he was stopped by the Tennessee State Patrol for human trafficking. I guess he didn't realize that, not to mention the two injunctions for protection for his wife, who's out singing his praises right now and raising all kinds of money, I'm sure profiting off of it. But anyway, so it's just so funny. Things are going obviously our way, and here come the mass shootings. Every single time. And today's obviously does not, this is a cop's kid, obviously does not meet the criteria for white supremacist terrorists. Otherwise, we'd already know the name. We see already see the pick. If the pick has been put out, have the subject's name. But if you've seen a picture of the person or the picture of his mom, who's a deputy in Leon County, Leon County is where FSU is, Tallahassee. If you got a pick, send it in. We'll put it on right now. But I'm just saying, there's no pick. Obviously, it doesn't meet the criteria for white supremacist terrorists. Just like none of the shooters do. Basically, I'm surprised this one's not transgender, although it hasn't been confirmed yet. But this is a member of like the Explorers unit with the that's it right there?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I think that, I don't know if that's real though.
That's him and that's his mom.
Oh my. Okay. All right, put it up there, would you? Okay, that's him. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. Okay, I shouldn't laugh. I mean, I need to show proper respect this time. Definitely not disrespecting those who are fallen today. Two people were killed, three, four severely injured in the shooting on FSU campus. We'll find out what this kid's all about. I will not be shocked if it turns out that he was dabbling in transgenderism. I won't be shocked. All right, Aaron, keep those picks. I want those for later. So anyway, I saw that pick, but I didn't think that was him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a joke. I saw that pic online. I didn't think that was him, but someone did it posted as him.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, come on.
There's
him. I mean, that can't really be him, but that's him. So anyway, so we'll find out. And he was actually a member of, we'll find out what he's tied to. But it's just so funny, isn't it? That as soon as things start to go Trump's way and it gets really humiliating for the Democrats, here comes mass shootings.
Yep.
Over and over again. And I mean, when I say mass shootings, I mean active shooters. It doesn't mean necessarily they succeeded. Active shooters. As if that was on purpose, because it's that way every time, every single time. Cue the mass shooters as soon as we start to succeed. Somebody cues the mass shooters. Somebody does it. So anyway, all right, let me get to this first, then we'll get to FSU. Just had to put this in here real quick. I saw this yesterday, didn't put it on the show, should have, because everybody had to surrender, what's there, on the 17th?
Yes.
2 days ago, everybody had to surrender somewhere between 20 and 40% of their income to the federal government. According to Ted Cruz, you and I work, get this now, to pay our federal income tax alone. That doesn't count your sales tax, doesn't count your property tax, state tax, anything else you pay. Just to pay you basically your FICA, your income tax, you and I work from January, all of you and I work January, February, March, and half of April just to pay our income tax for the federal government. So in other words, you don't make a dime until April 15th. You don't make a dime until then. Just so you know, that's where I remember, we didn't have any income tax until they formed the FBI in 1913. I'm not saying they're related, but both the FBI and income tax were created in 1913. You know what that is? Let's just create the bubonic plague. Let's just do that, shall we? I mean, because that's what we did. Creating the FBI, like we needed that pimple on our buttocks. And another, we got one on our right butt. Let's put one on our left buttocks too by creating income tax. What idiots decide to create a nationwide worthless police force that only prosecutes the left's political enemies and then simultaneously creates a federal income tax when we've been poor ever since. You're like, we're not poor. We're the richest country in the world. That's a fallacy because we're $37 trillion in debt. We bring in the most income, but we are not in any way, shape, or form the richest. We bring in $5 trillion a year in income tax revenue, but we're $37 trillion in debt. So speaking of income tax, this is a Project Constitution video, the outrageous IRS. Listen to these stats coming out of who owes income taxes in the federal government. Play it for me.
While most Americans had to write a big fat check to the government today to pay their taxes, over 100,000 federal workers are not paying their taxes. In 2021, the IRS found that almost 150,000 federal workers owe about $1.5 billion in unpaid taxes. Over 5,000 of them work at the IRS and owe $50 million in overdue taxes. Even though the IRS can fire its workers that are not paying their taxes, only 20 people have been terminated. That double standard is something Senator Joni Ernst, Senate Doge Caucus Chair, wants to stop. She's introducing several bills aimed at cleaning up the IRS. One bill would require IRS employees to be audited every year. and fired if they don't pay their taxes. But while the IRS is not catching the tax cheats on their own payroll, they are busy arming their workforce. Ernst is also calling out $10 million taxpayer dollars the IRS has spent on guns and ammo, stockpiling 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammo, even 15 machine guns.
So as you and I surrender 20 to 40% of our income working until mid-April to even pay our income tax, so we basically work for free for all of January, all of February, all of March, 3.5 months, you and I work for absolutely nothing, not for our families, not for our kids' futures, not for our kids' colleges, nothing. That's what we get. There's 150,000 federal, 150,000 federal workers. Everybody hear that? I thought it was wrong. Coming out of my own mouth. Couldn't be 150,000. 150,000, primarily in what unit of the federal government? In what agency of the federal government? The IRS. Most of them are in the IRS, owe $1.5 billion in back taxes. Primarily in the IRS. And as that's going on, you have this. The IRS spends, while they don't pay their taxes, they're going to make sure they arm themselves with guns and ammo to make sure that Aaron pays his taxes. This sounds very familiar. Sounds just like Letitia James. I'm going to prosecute Donald Trump for crimes he didn't commit while I commit the actual crimes myself. Since 2020, the IRS has spent at least $10 million on guns and ammo. That's good. Why? What raid has the IRS ever done? I mean, can anybody name it? Remember, we played the videos. They're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and you had those clowns like in a hotel lobby doing firearms training. I mean, Will probably saw it and probably cringe from his military training, which is a higher level than my training in firearms, but I cringe too. Because I've done a lot of firearms training. Will's done a lot of firearms training. And when you saw them in a hotel lobby, the women in high heels, everybody giant, fat, overweight, can't even reach the gun. They look like that Secret Service agent that was in front of Donald Trump that couldn't reholster her weapon. They look just like that. And they're making sure that they're arming all these clowns to enforce IRS laws, income tax laws, that they themselves don't follow. Since 2020, the IRS has spent at least $10 million on guns and ammo. That's great. That's a great expenditure of our taxpayer dollars that they don't contribute to. For its 2,100 special agents. Do you even know there are IRS agents? I know you do. You're all red pilled. Did you even know, though, there's special agents of the IRS fully armed running around? This is in addition to the nearly 4,500 guns and 5 million rounds of ammo, 539 long barrel rifles, and 15 submachine guns already in stock at the agency. To do what? To do what? They certainly didn't enforce the laws against Hunter Biden. They make sure all the real laws, the statute of limitations expired on all his real infractions, and then, of course, prosecuted him on the ones that were very minor. Instead of basically tax evasion instead of tax fraud. That's what they made sure that they did. So I wanted to put this out in celebration of April 15 that just passed 15 days ago to see the corruption. Do as I say, but not as I do. All right, so here's the shooting at FSU. It's a brief video, about a minute and 30 seconds. Fox News video breaking suspected FSU shooter is 20-year-old son of Leon County Sheriff's deputy. Play for me.
The shooter is 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, and he's a son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy. Our deputy Eichner, has been with the Leon County Sheriff's Office for over 18 years. She has a tremendous job that she's done. Her service to this community has been exceptional. Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene. And we are continuing that investigation into how that weapon was used and what other weapons perhaps he may have had access to.
So I very much already covered this in my opening rampage, but anyway, there's not a whole lot to add. We're going to hear the typical. Donald Trump has already been asked about gun laws and everything else, and he's given the response that you have to give, which is guns don't kill anybody. It's the typical thing, which again, for me, all of these things with some exceptions are orchestrated.
Yeah.
If you really dig, I mean, come on. Why did none of them really call for gun reform when it was Thomas Crooks? Well, I mean, why didn't they, or Ryan Rausch, why didn't they, the two assassination attempts against Donald Trump? And then we have the third assassination attempt, the guy who killed his parents, going to kill Donald Trump too, which I have in the stack tonight. So, which all of you already know about. But no calls for gun reform and Donald Trump's life is at stake. But when you have these orchestrated mass shootings, and like Tom proved to me they're orchestrated. I don't know if this one was orchestrated. But why is it that every single time the FBI knows about the person prior to the shooting? And hey, Aaron, can you tell me what it was, what was behind the shooting in Las Vegas?
No.
Or even how he pulled off shooting that many rounds in that amount of time as a lone gunman?
Nope.
It's impossible, by the way. It's statistically impossible. Right. From, you ever heard the rundown? It's impossible. It doesn't matter. Even if you have a bump stock, it doesn't matter. You can't. One human being cannot shoot that amount of rounds in that amount of time. Nobody can.
No.
No, we don't have any answers, but luckily, Aaron, the exact same guy running that investigation ran the Lahaina investigation. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
The police chief in Lahaina, and was it burned to the freaking ground, and they turned their citizens around and sent them back into the fire? That guy ran the investigation in Las Vegas. It's strange how it sounds like it's all orchestrated, isn't it? Oh, conspiracy, until you find out it's not. It couldn't be a lab leak until you find out that it is, right? I mean, it's always that way. Like, I can't get into COVID if I do, the show's over. It all spills into my head, right, when I talk about COVID, but you can't, but I'm not going to do it. So anyway, we'll find out. Very strange. Kid had access to firearms. Kid's the, Aaron, can you get this pic still of the shooter and all that?
Yep.
So just want to put this out. So the kid, really weird, kind of weird name. Now, what's his name, Aaron, again? What's it? It's on that. We've got it on the profile page. There it is. Phoenix Ickner, whatever.
Yeah.
And he quotes scripture too.
Yeah.
There, you are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you, I shatter nations. With you, I destroy. So he basically went and shot and murdered two people is all that this stallion did. And then there's his mom. And, you know, I'm not going to say nothing. It's too soon, but I may later on. But anyway, I mean, control your kid. Control your kid. And how do you allow this kid to have access to your service weapon?
Yeah. He's also a Trump hater, too. Here's something that he wrote.
Oh, here we go. Thank you, Aaron. Phoenix Ickner. I think it's a little too late. He's Trump already. Going to be inaugurated on January 20th. There's not really much you can do unless you outright revolt. And I don't think anybody wants that. So, of course, once again, it's a Trump hater. It was a Trump hater in the, Josh Shapiro, the guy who just Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, nearly burned his house to the ground, the governor's mansion to the ground. He himself, I don't know if it's the mansion or his personal home, but anyway, regardless, it looked like a mansion when I saw the photos. And substantive damage. That was also a Trump hating, Israel hating lunatic. So there you go. I mean, whenever you say Israel hating, people on the right, that means you believe everything about Israel. It doesn't mean I believe everything about Israel. If you put out Israel and Hamas, I'm going to choose Israel over Hamas. I mean, again, doesn't mean that I don't think Mossad is behind Jeffrey Epstein, because I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't believe the Mossad was involved, that I don't believe the Mossad was involved in the assassination of JFK, because I do. But it's like we are. I mean, again, if you say the United States is orchestrating color revolutions and assassinations around the globe, does that mean I hate America? No. If you put England next to America, obviously I'm choosing America. Does that mean America's spotless? And I believe America's perfect. We just went through We just went through 4 years of Joe Biden as president, and I still would choose America.
Yeah.
With Joe Biden as president, as much as that makes me throw up in the back of my mouth. All right, listen, we got to go back to this real quick. It's Aaron's fault. I have to show you, because we were talking about the IRS training, and I should have made it clear to Aaron that did not look for it, because he's Davy Jones in the locker, just typing and finding everything. So here's the IRS agents right here. Here's the training for their firearms training. They're hiring the 87,000. Firearms agents. Will's over there going, why do they have submachine guns? Well, look at these dopes. And here they come with their bulletproof vests on wrong. Look at them wrong. And there they all are coming in. All these dopes. Look at this guy. That guy could not run 5 yards right there. There's no way, unless you put a donut 5 yards away from him. All these people. Look at these dopes. And they're arming these people to come and enforce tax laws that they themselves don't follow. Look at them in the hotel. I thought maybe I was exaggerating as hotel lobby because that's what I remember in my head. But no, that's what it is. Here, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that training. They all walk in right behind each other. Wow. That's, oh, look at the, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're all dead. Anybody ever done any tactical training? Every single one of those idiots is dead as they walk into a fatal funnel. What a bunch of idiots. They need to go. They should just, you know what? What's amazing to me, just keep it running. What's amazing to me is they could go to where I got my firearms training with Sarah. Look at these dopes. What is this tactic? Is that this is a skirmish revolutionary war line? That's what you're going to do? Listen, they should go to Sarasota County Sheriff's Office where I received my firearms training and spend time with them. Way, way, way better than this from the federal government. Look at that girl. She has no idea how to hold a firearm. None. No idea how to hold a firearm. Look at the guy with his thumb over the trigger. How's it going to fire, numbnuts? You have your thumb. You, when you suppress, when you pull the trigger back, he has the thumb over the hammer. How's it going to pull? How's it going to fire, numbnuts? These are the people that, this is now, if you don't trust these people, go to the Democratic Party. You have to unwaveringly trust these people. You know, remember, they're so upset that Elon Musk has access to your private information, but these dopes can. I can spend the rest of the show on this video alone. Look at these tactics. Look at these freaking tactics.
We got them, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. So pathetic. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Just pathetic. All right, let's go. Let's move on to Kilmer Abrego Garcia and our favorite person, the senator out of the state of Maryland, Chrissy Van Hollen. Western Lensman video knew Chris Van Hollen. After being denied, he got denied entry today, too. He's on the side of the road on the way to CCOT. And they won't let him in, but they're letting everybody else in. It's perfect. Let him sit there and roast. I hope it's 100 degrees outside. Let him sit there and roast, this little cuck boy. So Western Lensman video knew Chris Van Hollen, after being denied entry into CCOT, promises many more Democrats, many more demon rats are on their way to El Salvador. 25-second video. Play it for me.
So I do intend to keep at this until we ensure that Mr. Obrego Garcia has his rights to due process, which is what the courts of the United States have called for. They have said that his abduction is illegal, and they have called upon him to be brought back to the United States.
And I can't lapse too far into this, but it's too hard to ignore. He still calls it an abduction. Kilmer Abrego Garcia abducted to El Salvador, who had a final deportation order, a final removal order with a withholding document attached to it, which said that he can't be deported to El Salvador. And he's like, well, he was deported to El Salvador. The only reason why the withholding order was there was because he was an MS-13 and a rival, a gang called the 18th Street Gang, was in a war with MS-13, so he couldn't be deported there because he is a gang member involved in a gang war in El Salvador. And because some Biden administration official put Guatemala in the paperwork instead of he can't be deported to El Salvador. That's the clerical era. He was deported to El Salvador. 18th Street Gang doesn't exist in El Salvador. As a matter of fact, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember who it was that said it. It was Scott Jenkins on CNN. He said that there's more members of the 18th Street Gang now in LA than El Salvador. And El Salvador is safer to travel to than any other country in this hemisphere. Safer than France to go to right now. So he easily could be deported there. But you still have a sitting senator who's had numerous citizens in his own state raped and murdered as a consequence, as a ramification of his own policies that he supports, which is open borders. Rachel Morin, raped, mother of five, raped and murdered in his own state. He never even publicly acknowledged the crime. Never even called the family. Never visited the family. Nothing. And look where he is now. He's down visiting Kilmer Abrego, or trying to, and he's being rebuffed with prejudice by the El Salvadorian government, which is fantastic. All right, let's go to this one. Kyle Becker video. I may be the first member of Congress here, but I can assure you more will be coming. He says it again. Play for me.
Is just a gross violation of basic human rights and human decency. And, you know, I asked the vice president if I came back next week whether or not I could go visit Gilmour. And the answer was no, he couldn't guarantee that. I said, look, I may be the first member of Congress here, the first senator, but I can assure you more will be coming. And you cannot continue to keep this man locked up in this worst prison in El Salvador.
Yes, we can. And he has no due process rights inside of the United States. He gets his due process in his home country, El Salvador. He illegally entered our country. He has no due process rights. That is the way that it is. You get constitutional rights if you are subject to the jurisdiction therein. And from Jesse Waters today, ladies and gentlemen, find somebody who loves you the way Chris Van Hollen loves MS-13. Find somebody who loves you, that will look you in the eye the way that he looks Kilmar Abrego Garcia in the eye. The man who has domestic violence injunctions against him. The man is human trafficking. So here's the article. So remember what he just said. He was abducted. I mean, he has to. I mean, if it was you or me, you and I would crawl under a rock today, but not Chrissy Van Hollen. Not Chrissy Van Hollen. He's still trying to get Abrego Garcia released out of El Salvador, which, by the way, is a complete impossibility. And even if he did get released, he'd come right back, be immediately detained and jailed by ICE and deported again, because the withholding order will be automatically be removed by any ICE judge. Any immigration judge will immediately remove withholding order because there is no more 18th Street Gang in El Salvador. So he'd be immediately deported to El Salvador. What a waste of money. Like Rachel Morin's mother said, she is having to flip the bill as a Maryland resident for that idiot. And you and I, as federal taxpayers, we are having to flip the bill for that idiot to fly from Washington, D.C. to San Salvador, up and back. And I heard that Cory Booker has booked his first class flight on his way down there. So credit Jesse Waters. So that finally Cory Booker has a captive audience, because most of the time, whenever he talks, everybody leaves the room. All right, so Robbie Starbuck video. Now, in the midst of all this, just comes out last night. Wow, the Tennessee Star just broke a huge story. You know the illegal immigrant that Democrats are trying to free from an El Salvador prison. In 2022, 3 years after his final order of removal, he's been so good since then. This is 1 year after his last domestic violence injunction. In 2022, so he's got two domestic violence injunctions. He was rounded up in a MS-13 style operation task force. He was rounded up. That's where he received his final deportation order. In 2022, though, he was stopped driving without a license. There's another crime. And Tennessee Highway Patrol suspected him of trafficking the seven people inside his vehicle. Anybody else travel seven people inside your vehicle ever in life? Tennessee Highway Patrol then learned he was on a terrorist watch list, Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
And Chrissy, leave this up. Chrissy flies down to get the guy who has physically assaulted his wife on numerous occasions, has a final removal order, is an MS-13 gang member, trafficking seven people in his vehicle, and is on the terrorist watch list. Before Trump's terrorist watch list, by the way, because this is 2022. Before MS-13 was even designated a terrorist group, he was still on the terrorist watch list. So they called Biden's FBI, but shocking, Will, Biden's FBI told THP to release him. They say he's trafficking seven people. He's on the terrorist watch list. He has two domestic violence injunctions. He has a final order of removal. And the glorious FBI, the glory of the number one law enforcement agency in the planet, who couldn't carry the jockstrap of most sheriff's offices. That's the truth. You want to see a freaking clown show? Send FBI agents to deal with any rudimentary crime. Any. Like just two people assaulting each other on the street. You want to watch a band of idiots? Send FBI agents who have never, ever worked a real crime in their life. They're a bunch of social workers and lawyers. That's why they lose every gunfight they're ever in. Watch them go and try to deal with an actual criminal situation that's in progress. Watch them. They can't do it. They suck. They're not the number one police organization in the world. They just happen to have the most money and can throw resources. It's like FEMA. Their FBI is FEMA. What does FEMA ever do? Nothing. You ask a FEMA official. I listened to an interview the other day. You're like, Tom, what all do you listen to? You must have no life. That's correct. I listen to endless political stuff. So I listened to this interview of a FEMA official. And they were asked, just name the biggest operation you've ever orchestrated on the grounds of a catastrophe. A major catastrophic event. Name your biggest operation. And the guy just hemmed and hawed. He couldn't answer it because they don't do anything. That's the same thing as the FBI. They don't do anything. Name the big crimes they've solved. Can you name it? Name them. Name the big crimes. Who have they taken down? People end up taking down like the mafias. Rudy Giuliani with NYPD. That has nothing to do with the FBI. They suck. They suck. They're horrible. They really are. They need to be absolutely extinguished from our government and from American history. They're absolutely suck and are habitually, absolutely top to bottom corrupt. But I digress. But Biden, because here we go, Biden's FBI told them, just release the trafficker. Release the guy on the terrorist watch list. Release the guy with a final order of removal. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was then released due to the Biden FBI order, and the THP concerns about trafficking were ignored by the government. What a shock. And Abrego Garcia didn't commit the crime, but then you have Rachel Morin raped and murdered. And you have numerous other American, Lincoln Riley, raped and murdered, attempted raped and murdered. This is on top of a court plus Maryland police finding that they believe he was an MS-13 gang member, and his wife reporting that he beat her when filing for a protective order. This is who Democrats want in our country. This is who they are fighting for. Find somebody who loves you the way that Chris Van Hollen loves a guy on the terrorist watch list. Go to the next one for me. The pick from the Tennessee Star. I just want you to see it because it's official. Tennessee Star is not just a Republican or conservative paper. I don't know what their leanings are. If I knew their leanings, then they would be right wing, or I'd be able to definitively tell you that they're left. So obviously they somehow walk down the middle. Biden's FBI, and look at the date on the bottom there, April 16, 2025. Biden's FBI ordered Tennessee Highway Patrol to release Maryland man. I love how they do that. Maryland man recently deported to El Salvador after he was detained in 2022 traffic stop on suspicion of human trafficking. So they always claim this Maryland man, this Maryland father, he lived a life of absolute upstanding morality since his final deportation order in 2019. 3 years later, he's trafficking people, trafficking human beings, seven of them in his vehicle, has abused his wife numerous times, and is on the terrorist watch list. And the Democrats call him a Maryland dad and somebody of upstanding moral character. That guy. He's fitting right in at CECOT with his MS-13 tattoos. All right, go to the next one for me. Benny Johnson tweet. Breaking, the DOJ releases documents from Homeland Security. So they've been saying. How many of you heard Democrats say so far? It's a false accusation. Made up by Pam Bondi. Made up by the Republicans that Kilmar Abrego Garcia is MS-13. Tennessee Highway Patrol showed that he was trafficking people. He was actually admitted to being MS-13 because his withholding order was because he was in a gang war with another rival gang inside of El Salvador, but I digress. But the DOJ releases documents from Homeland Security showing the criminal alien who was deported to El Salvador is in fact an MS-13 terrorist. Big kick in the face to the fake news. Go to the first document for me, Will. Just want to show you this. Blow it up as big as you can. But I just want you to see the stuff that is actually highlighted on this document. Look at it right there. There it is. Look at it. Gang criteria. This is made up by Pam Bondi. This is back in 2019. Gang criteria. He dresses like a gang member, Aaron. He was arrested alone as a gang member. He's a reliable source as a gang member, affiliates with a gang, and frequents a gang area. So in other words, if it barks like a dog, okay, it's a dog. That's the way that it is. If it quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, flies south for the winter like a duck, it's a duck. And it was actually documented on court documents that he is, in fact, an MS-13 gang member. Here's the second document. You put the next one up and just make it as big as you can, Aaron, because I can't even make that up from where I'm at. So there you go. Just all I need is that red area. Perfect. There you go. Subject has been identified. Okay. If you can't see the screenshot and blow it up for yourself. Subject has been identified as a member/active of MS-13. And then you imagine being somebody, and I know you hear this from me all the time, this is what it takes to be a Democrat in 2025, being so much of a propagandist, so much of a gaslit propagandist, so much of a stenographer, being a puppet with somebody with their hand up your anal puppet chute, that you will go around and spread lies. There's no proof that he was an MS-13 gang member. Nothing in the court documents determines that he's a MS-13 gang member. What's that? And what was the one before? What was the THP traffic stop in 2022 where he's trafficking 7 people in the back of his car and is on the terror watch list? I wonder how he got removed from that. The Biden administration wanted rapists and murderers in our country. Well, they did, because they allowed in 30,000 of them that we know of. Those aren't, now 30,000 is what they're willing to admit to. 495,000 convicted criminals were allowed in our country in 4 years. 30,000 of that 495 were rapists and murderers allowed in by the Biden administration. It's as if they want their citizens raped and murdered, because they do, because they want a crime wave so they can come after your guns. They want a crime wave so that Americans will relinquish their freedoms for protection from the federal government. Imagine that. You relinquish your freedoms to get protection from the people who are causing you to be in fear. That sounds just like the mafia. That's why, I mean, who do you really root for? You ever watch any of the mafia movies anymore? I root for the mafia now. Seriously. I will. If it was the Untouchables, I'm rooting for Al Capone. I'm not kidding at all. I mean, I'm serious. I don't care who it is. Because who's worse?
Yeah.
Now that we're finding out that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, then why isn't the Social Security Administration in the same prison as Bernie Madoff? Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. All the people that have orchestrated that Ponzi scheme, who raided the Social Security. Now that we found out that basically what our government has been on and about doing for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 decades is creating Democratic Party NGOs fully staffed by Democrats to pay themselves 7-figure salaries to disseminate money. Again, just using this example, just for those of you that missed this before, they get NGO gets, let's say, $5 billion. And that money's supposed to be disseminated into, let's say, the various countries inside of Africa for, let's say, birth control. So they have $5 billion to do it. Now they pay themselves $4.9 billion to disseminate $1 million. That's it. Tom, it's not that simple. Bull crap. It is that simple. Many of them are censorship apparatuses, like the National Endowment for Democracy, and like the agency that was just defunded yesterday, the global whatever it was. That all they are giant censorship outfits. So you and I pay to ban ourselves via these NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats who go around and say, that person is speaking misinformation. That person's spreading disinformation. And then we pay for our own banning. I could talk about that all night too, but I won't. Here's the next one. This is an interesting little post. New York Post tweet. Joe Biden having trouble booking gigs. What a shock. Who wants to hear this guy speak? You can get Joe Biden for $300,000 for an hour-long speech. Per speech, with $300K per speech asking for, which, by the way, very low. Bill Clinton was getting $500K back in the 90s. And Joe Biden can only scratch up $300,000 in 2025, and nobody's calling.
Do you have to provide the pudding?
Assuming pudding before and after, and a cot for him to sleep on.
Yeah, yeah.
Between gigs. But anyway, so Joe Biden can't get any gigs. That's beautiful. Who in the world would ever hire this guy? Except if you wanted to cure for insomnia, bring in Joe Biden. Let's go to Big Tish, my favorite subject. You're like, Tom. Why is Big Tish your favorite subject? I'm going to tell you why. And this is just admitting my own, stop laughing, Aaron. I'm going to tell you why. And it's admitting my own carnality. It is. It's admitting my own carnality. I wish with all my heart that Romans 12:19 was not in the Bible. It is, so I obey it. Because what God's word says it, I obey it, that settles it, right? Because that is, you know, we are not, Romans chapter 12, verse 19. It's, brethren, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So I'm not allowed to take vengeance. I love vengeance. I do. I wish I could take it. I wish, I'm not talking about hurting people, unless applied, but I'm not talking, I mean, I would love to take vengeance, but I can't. But I do absolutely love when God does. You can go for a long time. You can run around for a long time, but sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. If that's what she's getting. She's getting it. See, here's the difference, folks. I want you to get it. I don't mean to be preaching at you, and I know I massacred the song, but we got it at the end of the podcast to listen to it. Veronica 182001. I know you love the scripture. God bless you. I'm glad you like it. But anyway, so you can run around for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. And here's the difference. There are sinners, and I consider myself like that. You know, like you shouldn't call your sinner once you're redeemed. Well, if I still sin on occasion, then I'm still sinning. So, I mean, I don't like all that. But anyway, I don't live in sin. There's a big difference between concession to sin and struggling with sin. If you're conceding to sin and living in it, you backslid your way out of salvation. Don't believe Calvinists. Believe the Bible. But anyway, I digress. Not really digress. But anyway, there's a big difference between people who struggle with sin or even are living in sin. They're just off, you know what? They just can't resist clubbing. They can't resist chasing women. They can't resist getting drunk. They can't resist, you know, drugs. Whatever it is, they're sinning. They really are insulated sinners. They just sin. They're on about, when I live in sin, that's what I do. I sin. Don't really bother anybody. I don't try to take anybody else down. Then you have the wicked. Who's God angry at every day? Psalm 7:11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry at the wicked every day. He didn't say angry at the sinner every day. He said angry at the wicked every day. Because you have Klaus Schwab, wicked. Fauci, wicked. Francis Collins, wicked. Biden, wicked. All the baby-butchering Planned Parenthood monsters, wicked. Not only do they sin themselves, they take other people down or even murder other people. Kamala Harris, wicked. Jasmine Crockett, wicked. And then you have Letitia James, wicked. She has prosecuted Donald Trump civilly or criminally now on numerous occasions when she herself is committing the crimes that she's falsely accusing him of. Listen to her little statement here. And eventually, you can run around for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Because when you're wicked and you're taking other people out, you attract God's attention. If you're just a sinner, God's sending you and trying to reach you with grace. Both the sinner and the wicked burn in hell for all of eternity if they don't come to Christ. I'm just telling you, though. A sinner, God's sitting there waiting. Sends, like Jesus, he'll go eat with you as a tax collector. You're just a sinner. But when you're out there trying, you're in the face of God saying, look at me, conduct wickedness in your face. Then you drive in Deuteronomy 7:10, which says he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay them to their face. And that is what Letitia James is getting. She lives a lifestyle of corrupt lies, destroying people's lives, and then quotes scripture. You know, I'll tell you, here's another thing, and I didn't mean to go on this, but if you're going to be wicked, you might want to keep God's word out of your mouth. Because then once again, what is God? What, again, God, Jesus didn't go and overturn the tables of the sinners. He overturned the tables of those who said one thing and lived another. Called hypocrites. You want to stir up the wrath of God, then be hypocritical. God doesn't like sin either, but you don't stir up his anger that way. God judges the righteous. God is angry at the wicked every day, Psalm 7:10. And this is what she's done. I'm telling you, it's God exposing this woman. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. She has sowed to her flesh. Trying to take down, that's Galatians 6, 7, and 8. You're trying to take down Donald Trump with her lies. Now, I'm not talking about everybody's lied. I mean, you lie year after year after year to hurt other people. You attract the attention of God Almighty. And that's what's happening. May's more video, 2019. Let's look at her little proclamation first from 6 years ago. Play it for me.
There are certainly a lot of supporters of the president who will look at this and say, well, look, you're a Democrat, and so is the governor, and all of these things, you know, the foundation investigation was launched once he was running and became president. This wasn't while he was a private citizen. And that politics is behind it.
If there is, in fact, any allegation of wrongdoing, we have an obligation to launch an investigation.
Well, it's good that she has that obligation. If there's any allegation, remember that, Aaron, remember that, Will. Yep. If there is any allegation of wrongdoing now, she has an obligation to look into it. Well, there has been an allegation of wrongdoing. There's been an allegation of wrongdoing. So I'm assuming that she's going to now dispatch her own office to investigate her, right? I mean, she said any allegation has to be investigated. You're obligated to investigate it because there's crimes both in Virginia and New York. So I'm assuming that not only is she going to launch her own investigation and recuse herself from that investigation, but she's also going to aid federal authorities in investigating her also, because I'm sure she's innocent. And here comes Loomer, Laura Loomer tweet. There she comes. Get ready. I'll tell you what, you do not want to be on the wrong end of Laura Loomer. Okay, you do not want to be on the wrong end of her. Not saying she's right all the time. She can be tough and harsh, but I'll tell you, but she's one of the best reporters out there and scoops people constantly. Exclusive photo dump. I saw the pics. They don't really help that much, but if you know what you're looking at, which I don't. It's very hard to explain the photos, but you'll get the gist. Exclusive photo dump of unit number 5, real quick. Remember what she's accused of. Letitia James. Remember, she accused Donald Trump of wrongly evaluating Mar-a-Lago and securing a loan off of that wrong evaluation, which was absolutely asinine, because Deutsche Bank gave him the loan anyway after their own assessment of the property. They are, so that has nothing to do with it. I mean, there is no charge, but I don't want to get deep into that. And he ends up paying $500 million fine that he ended up getting back, and they're holding it, and it's probably still still being disputed in court or whatever at this point. But anyway, so she accuses Donald Trump of wrongful appraisals of, this is personal appraisals. This isn't, you're not a bank or a government institution doing corrupt appraisals. You're a person saying, if I said right now, my house is worth $500,000, And Aaron wants to buy it. And Aaron says, I don't think it's worth $500,000. Here, I'm offering you $400,000, and it appraises out at $425,000. I go to prison now? That's her contention. That's why a lot of business owners in New York just pulled out of New York. They're like, we can't do business here. Kevin O'Leary being one of them. Just pulled up stakes and left. Because you can't be accused. I mean, again, if I said that my property was worth $500,000, it turns out to be worth $425,000. I committed civil real estate fraud. That's what he was charged with. And he didn't use it to secure a corrupt loan. Guess who did do it, though, to secure corrupt governmental loans? Letitia James. Exclusive photo dump of Unit 5 in Tish James's apartment in her 4-unit brownstone apartment. Posting before Fox News steals it and calls it their exclusive. This, she gets pissed at people stealing her stories. Don't blame her. Or before the Trump team sits on it for another year and pretends like they never saw it. She gave this to Donald Trump a year ago. Gave it to his staff, and his staff did nothing. It's like, you got to watch who's working for Trump. Right now, though, pretty happy with it. But we need to watch him whenever. And they're doing it. You know, I don't have any criticism. When you basically perp walk 2 leakers out of the Pentagon, I'm happy. They keep exposing people and firing them. That's good. That's good. Laura Loomer's pissed, I mean, because she gave him this information that could have got him out of that real estate fraud case. And they didn't do anything, as if his own staff wanted to sabotage him, which has been the problem before. Between 2001 and 2021, New York Attorney General Letitia James secured 10 freaking mortgages from various lenders and a grant from the Neighborhood Housing Services of New York City for her property on Lafayette Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. This isn't the Virginia ones yet. All right, here we go. Let me read this to you. And it's a little lengthy, but key details, since nobody seems to be able to articulate this is a normal, this is all Laura Loomer speaking. This is a normal manner without sounding stupid. Letitia James purchased the property on February 14, 2001 for $550,000. On January 26, 2001, the New York City Department of Buildings, DOB, issued a certificate of occupancy designating the property as a five-family dwelling. You're like, who cares for five dwellings? It all has to do with appraising property for both exemptions, tax exemptions, and mortgage rates. She lied about it all. Key number when you're dealing with these apartment complexes in the state of New York is four or five dwellings. Why is that? I don't know. I have no idea, but that's the law. If it's under five, you get a better mortgage rate than if it's over five. So of course she claims a five is a four. So she gets the better mortgage rate, which by the way is what? Fraud. Felonious fraud. She's defrauding a company. Donald Trump didn't do any of that. He paid back his loans and didn't get any special exemptions. Donald Trump didn't say that his property was worth more to get a better rate. You actually hurt yourself by saying it's worth more.
Right.
You get a higher interest rate the more that you pay on a loan. She's doing the opposite. She's actually misevaluating property to defraud the mortgage company or defraud the state of New York so that she gets special exemptions. A five-family building, even if owner-occupied, requires a commercial mortgage. She doesn't want to pay the commercial mortgage because your interest rate is higher. She doesn't want to pay it, so she claims that the five-unit building is a four-unit building, not a convenient one-to-four-family unit conventional loan. Despite this fact, sooner or later, God's going to cut you down, lady, sooner or later. Just side by side that so people know who we're talking about, because I like her big fat face so everybody can constantly see it. Despite this fact, nine of the 10 mortgages over the past 20 years, get this, Aaron, get this, Will, were incorrect. Will's like, I hope she goes to prison. She is. Were incorrectly obtained for a four-family building. She's received 10 mortgages for that one property. And in 9 out of the 10 times she's received mortgages or refis, she lied about the number of units. That's a crime every single time. So you have at least 9 felonies so far. That's got nothing to do with her Virginia properties, which were all lies, where she claims that her main residency is in Virginia. That's a lie. And she claimed on various mortgage forms that her dad was her husband. So anyway, despite this fact, 9 of the 10 mortgages over the past 20 years were incorrectly obtained for a four-family building, which impacts interest rates, terms, down payments, qualifications, and insurance premiums. So she saves thousands of dollars by defrauding all these people. Letitia James, the very things she claimed that Donald Trump did that he never did. Letitia James, God's going to get you when you do that, because that's wicked. If you're gonna do this, okay, that's still wicked because you're involving a lot of other people. But you're going to do this, okay, and then you're going to accuse somebody else who's innocent of doing the very thing that you are in fact doing, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. The Lord detests them both. You don't want to get into that. It's Proverbs 20, verse 10. You do not want to be in the areas that God detests. He detests sin, but he doesn't detest the sinner, but he's angry at the wicked every day. I don't want Yahweh, he doesn't ever wake up, but just for human sake, I don't want Yahweh starting his day every day thinking, man, that Tom Lipley's wicked.
Right.
I don't want that, because I want mercy, not justice. I need mercy, not justice. Justice sends me straight to hell. I want mercy. You don't qualify when you're wicked. Letitia James defaulted on the third mortgage, misrepresented it as a four-family building, leading to a home affordable modification agreement, loan 6. Letitia James consistently reported the property as a four-family building on all NYC and NYS financial disclosure forms. Each one of those cases a felony. The property is a 3-story walk-up with a partial below-grade cellar, a legal one unit ground level apartment, 1 legal apartment per floor on the first and second floors, and 2 legal apartments on the third floor, adding up to how many apartments, Aaron?
Five.
Five. The building's blueprint is blah, 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 above grade plus the ground level apartment. The DOB, the certificate of occupancy, certifies one family unit on the ground level, one family unit on the first floor, one family unit on the second floor, two family units on the fourth floor. And then she, I mean, it's all on the record. It's on the DOB certificate. And then she just blatantly lies and then goes and prosecutes somebody for not doing the very thing that she in fact is doing. A 2020 rental listing for the property on Lafayette Avenue confirmed a fifth resident unit, apartment 3B, implying the existence of apartment 3A. According to an expert in NYC brownstones, the floor plan for apartment 3B was recreated using listing photos, aerial imagery, and architectural plans of adjacent buildings for comparison. The multiple misrepresentations concerning the mortgages in the fifth apartment are undeniable. Good news, Will. This is, in fact, mortgage fraud. We sent these pics to the Trump team a year ago, but oddly, they sat on this and didn't use it to help President Trump in his own case that she had orchestrated to find him guilty of the things that she, in fact, was doing that he was not doing. Even more strange is how our reporting, this is Laura Loomer speaking, which was sent to Team Trump, ended up in the hands of a third party 1 year later. How does that happen? I'm posting these pics now before the pics are sent over to Fox News and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, great job by Laura Loomer. All right, let's go to this. So that's the New York property. So we have a minimum of 9 felonies that woman right there has committed. And by the way, there's no way out. And it's not going to be New York that actually looks into this. That's already I don't remember the name of the specific agency, but it's already a federal agency that's been referred to. Pam Bondi referred it to that agency. So she better watch it. Colin Rugg video. So sorry for how long these readings are to everybody, but you're like, Tom, it just gets really wonky. Not for me. I love specifics. I can't listen to rah, rah, rah podcast. I want information. I want specifics. I want step-by-steps, step-by-step. I want dates of subpoenas and indictments. I want specifics. So Colin Rugg video, Daily Caller doing a great job. Daily Caller visits the home that Letitia James, New York AG, listed as her principal residence, her primary residence. She's listed her primary residence as a house in Will's home state of Virginia. That's her primary residence, which automatically disqualifies her to be AG of the state of New York. And that's New York law. Only to find that she doesn't actually live there because they went and visited it. So they went and visited the home that she says that is her primary residence. So that means, would you disagree, Aaron, that that's where she would spend most of her time?
Right, you think.
Right. Yeah. Wow. What's going on here, Tish, says Colin Rugg. James, who brought forth a fraud suit against Trump for falsifying business records, allegedly falsified business records to get a more favorable loan for herself. Already got that's now that's Virginia. We already covered New York. The Daily Caller News Foundation visited two Southern Virginia properties. At the center of the fraud and misconduct claim, this is where she claimed that her dad was her husband in the tradition of Ilhan Omar. It's a Democratic Party thing now to be married to your father or brother. Claims against Tish James and found that she does not appear to be a resident of either home, the Daily Caller reported. Earlier this week, Fox News revealed the Federal Housing Finance Agency, there it is, sent a criminal referral to Attorney General Pam Bondi. I keep saying it reversed. They sent the Federal Housing Finance Agency sent the criminal referral to Pam Bondi, not the other way around, against James. Thanks to James' lawsuit against Trump, he was ordered to pay $454 million, which is currently under appeal. Again, keep quoting Johnny Cash. You can run around for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down when you're wicked. So here's the Daily Caller visiting Tish James's residences, her primary residence, one of which is her primary residence in Virginia, but she's nowhere to be found, nor any of her relatives. Play it for me.
Hi there. I'm a reporter with the Daily Caller News Foundation.
Goodbye. You're trespassing.
I'm sorry.
Trespassing. My kids are out here.
I understand. We mean no trouble. We're just curious who the occupants of the home are.
Don't worry about who's occupants. That's none of your business.
Well, there are connections to New York Attorney General Letitia James.
That doesn't matter. You're trespassing.
Are you related to Letitia James?
Do you know her?
You're trespassing. No. Go in the house.
Do you know Letitia James? No? Okay.
You're trespassing.
No comment. Thank
Don't
you, ma'am.
Don't come up to my house no more.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good one.
You will. Be well. Carson.
There's a car parked in the driveway.
Hello there, ma'am.
No comment. You're trespassing.
No comment?
Yeah, you're trespassing.
Okay, well, who lives here?
You're trespassing.
Who lives here, ma'am?
No comment.
No comment.
So quoting producer Aaron, she's a freaking scumlord. I mean, what is it?
Slumlord.
Slumlord. Yeah, she's slumlord. A freaking slumlord. Yeah. That's correct. She wouldn't step foot in that neighborhood, but she claims one of those two houses as her primary residence. She wouldn't step foot. She's so far above ever living in that neighborhood as a bourgeois globalist leftist elitist. Way far, but she claims one of those Virginia properties is primary residence so that she can be a slumlord. Go, Aaron.
But she went to Howard.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
She can't live
She went
there,
to Howard. Yeah. She can't go there. I mean, that just bastion of aristocracy learning. You know, where you just become brilliant because you go to Howard.
Thurgood Marshall. I mean,
yeah, Thurgood Marshall once taught in those classrooms. So it's inherently become brilliant. that just standard, that Everest of academia, Howard. I hope that now she didn't get any federal funding either. But anyway, so there you have it. Those are primary residences, but they're being lived in by people who don't even know her, it appears. Maybe they do. It's hard to tell. But she certainly isn't living there. So there you have more mortgage fraud. She needs to spend a substantive amount of time in federal prison. All right, let me go to this. Jump into California. This is just an interesting little clip from post by Kevin Kiley, Congressman Kevin Kiley from California. Out of 7,000 homes damaged in the fires, I don't want to ruin the video. Listen to these stats. Play it for me.
Whatever he does in any given moment is whatever is going to bring him the most attention. Meanwhile, we've seen our state's decline become this total free fall during the years he's been in office. And the fires in L.A., this horrifying tragedy that the whole world witnessed, is just such a classic example of that, where you had years and years of absolutely catastrophic forest management policies and water policies contributed to this crisis. And now for the victims, all those people who lost their homes, adding insult to injury, the city and the state are so incompetently run that we only have 4 permits that have been issued so far. We've seen this in prior wildfires, by the way, as well. So what we need is for the state to actually get on the side of the victims and of the homeowners. One thing that I'm proposing is reining in the California Coastal Commission, which is one of the biggest problems when it comes to rebuilding.
But absolutely.
As a final point, I'll note that on the issue of building homes, Newsom came into office pledging 2.5 million new homes in California. Barely nothing has been built since he became governor. And that's one of the reasons we have a housing crisis.
So again, you have these very odd similarities where you have these fires, these wildfires like Lahaina, Maui. So you have no water available when you have mass fire. That's weird. I mean, it's just weird. I mean, in California, the firefighters go screw their hoses into the hydrants and no water comes out. In Lahaina, they turned off all the water, turned off the alarm system. Mass cuts in firefighters in LA. It's almost as if they're orchestrating the arson of the old city to build an Olympic ready 15 minute city. And this occurred, Aaron just said it to me, on January 7th of this year. So we have, let's just say January, February, March, and 17 days of April. So roughly, we'll just, for ease of conversation, 4 months. This occurred 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago. Occurred 3.5 months ago. And you're going to love this, Will, because Will is always very much bothered by Lahaina. And by the way, nothing's been rebuilt there either. And you're not allowed on your own property there also. And you're also not allowed on your property. Weird. Your own house gets burned to the ground and you're not allowed to go clean it up. Still out there. Because the Coastal Commission says you can't. Which is probably also another federally funded NGO. Or funded by a federally funded NGO. But anyway, I digress. So you have 7,000 homes that burned to the freaking ground on January 7th of this year. 3.5 months later, 4 people have been given a permit to work on their home. I mean, if you are a leftist, if you are a supporter of Gavin Newsom or of the Democratic Party, please defend that. I mean, I would love you. Please log on to Rumble right now, Tom Lipley Podcast, send in an explanation about how great the Democratic Party is. and how the Democratic Party works for the people when 3.5 months after 7,000 houses burned to the freaking ground because Gavin Newsom refuses to do control burns. Most of these people had their insurance canceled because Gavin Newsom refuses to do control burns and refuses to cut brush away from 100-year-old power lines. So all these people lost their insurance because, and these aren't necessarily rich people in Pacific Palisades. A lot of these are heritage houses passed down from generation to generation, not multimillionaires. The house may be worth multimillions, but it's not owned by a multimillionaire. These people lost their, they don't have any insurance. They say the house is worth $4.7 million. Let's just say that. It's burned to the ground. They get nothing now because they have no insurance. Because Gavin Newsom, I mean, Mr. Moderate, he's doing his little podcast, trying to act like Trump light. He's trying to act like moderate Trump. He's not moderate. He's a baby butchering transgender activist, global genocide, genocidal maniac. That's who he is. Who makes sure he bleaches his teeth and greases down his hair. That's what he is. And he caused all these people to lose everything they have because he refuses to cut trees down or clear brush because of climate change. What? How does a dead freaking tree have anything to do with CO2 emissions? Which, by the way, CO2 is the gas of life. More the better. So 4 people out of 7,000 in 3.5 months have gotten a permit to work on their property. And what that permit says, permit to rebuild, according to Kevin Kiley, is that a permit to even clear your property of burnt debris? Because nobody was allowed to do that either. And I can guarantee if Aaron and I lived there, we just got our own truck and done it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Just screw you. Screw you. Come and arrest me, you freaking pig. Good luck. I want to go clean up my property. I'm cleaning up my property. Screw you. Just like I'm not putting on your mask. I'm not standing 6 feet apart. I'm not closing my church. I'm not driving an EV. Screw you. Many people need to learn that. Right to their face. Well, I don't want to offend. I don't care about offending people. You're not Christ-like if you don't offend people every now and then. Jesus was a major offender. He ended up nailed to a cross because he was offending the religious elite of the day. 7,000 out of 7,000 homes in 3.5 months, 4 people get permits. So let's see what's happening with this real quick. Rob Smith video. So we all know about the Kevin Kiley murder or potential murder. I haven't seen the video yet. It's weird that it hasn't been released. It's almost as if they don't want to release it because it could reveal the guilt of Carmelo Anthony. It's hard to say that name because I'm always affiliating it with the NBA player. But does it reveal the guilt of Carmelo Anthony? And they're afraid of the societal uproar that will occur because it shows that he murdered Austin Metcalf. And I'm not saying he did, by the way. I think it's wrong that they're raising money off of it. I think it's wrong that their spokesperson today accused Kyle Rittenhouse of shooting 3 people in the back. I hope Kyle Rittenhouse saw that. And just like Trump should be suing AOC for calling him a racist, rapist, murderer from the podium at one of her Bernie AOC rallies, she should be sued for defamation. She'll shut her mouth. They all need to call George Stephanopoulos and ask how well that went. When Donald Trump sued you for defamation, you had to puke up $16 million. And by the way, there's another settlement coming down the pike from some other media organization, and they're going to puke up tens of millions of dollars to Donald Trump also. Kyle Rittenhouse, I don't know the guy's name, but it was all over today, said that if you're going to come after Carmelo Anthony, then why didn't you come after Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot 3 people in the back? He didn't shoot 1 person in the back. He didn't shoot 1 human being in the back. He blew off 1 guy's bicep. And the guy who's beating him with a skateboard, he shot him in the chest. And he shot the other guy, I believe, was in the head. He didn't shoot anybody in the back. Sue his sorry butt, Kyle. Go make yourself $1 million. You deserve it for all that you've been through. So Rob Smith video, here's a summation of I'm trying to think of the exact term for it. The financial wranglings, the raising of finances that the Carmelo Anthony family is doing. Play it for me.
Well, 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 Carmelo Anthony, the murderer and scammer, is now scamming in a $900,000 house. This is from a story in the New York Post, which says that despite getting his bail lowered from $1 million to $250,000 because of, quote, financial difficulties, Carmelo Anthony and his family have not only moved into a $900,000 home in a luxurious gated community, but they've also gone car shopping. This is from the Post. It is basically saying that he lives in that $900,000 home in a luxurious gated community. And it said, according to the New York Post reporting, it had a white Suburban, a black Acura, and a third sedan in the driveway on Tuesday. And again, that is actually from the Daily Mail, not the New York Post. But man, a neighbor told the family that Carmelo Anthony just bought a new ride because, you know, when you're a 17-year-old kid and you kill another teenager, now's the time to flex off of all of your scammy fundraising money. A neighbor said the family had just bought a new ride. He just got a new car, the resident told the outlet. If you look at the license plate, it's got a paper tag and says it expires June 4th. Again, black people, are you going to continue to get scammed by Carmelo Anthony and all of the people that are around him?
So there you have it. They're raising money on this case where now suddenly because of the case, because their son, that this is definitive, did stab somebody to death. We'll find out what the specifics are. I want to know. I'm not saying Austin Metcalf is innocent. I don't know. I haven't seen the video. But it does speak to our society that a suspected murderer can raise enough money to elevate their financial status to upper middle class, just like that. You just get a Give, Send, Go or a GoFundMe account, and you know what? I shouldn't say Give, Send, Go is always GoFundMe because it's leftist. Give, Send, Go is right wing. You can create a GoFundMe account, and you go from living, whether it's lower middle class or in poverty, however they lived, to a $900,000 home in a gated community overnight because you potentially committed a crime. Anyhow, Tim L. T-Bird says on here, the guy talking about Rittenhouse. So the statement that I was talking about earlier came from ministers. That validates it. It gives it credibility. Yeah, right. Minister Dominique Alexander. We've got the video, he says. Kyle Rittenhouse, sue his sorry freaking butt. We've got the video, says Dominique, of Kyle Rittenhouse with an AK-47 shooting three people in the back. It's an AR-15, for one thing, not an AK-47. So you're wrong in every way. Shooting three people in the back. Tim L. Tiber says the guy he shot in the arm obliterated his arm. I have that guy's name in the back of my head, but anyway. You can see he absolutely vaporized his bicep. The guy, not only Tim L. Tiber, the guy he shot in the arm was pulling a handgun. Not only was he had already pulled the handgun, he had a loaded 9mm with a round racked in the chamber, ready to go, pointed at his head. At his head, which he had to admit, as Rosenbaum, Gage Grosskreutz. That's who he vaporized his bicep. That's the guy whose bicep Kyle Rittenhouse vaporized. Grosskreutz had the gun. He had to admit it at trial. It's great. It's one of the greatest moments of trial ever. Yeah. In trial ever. So he goes, yeah, he vaporized my bicep. And so the attorney goes, did you have a gun pointed at his head? Well, yes. Prior to him shooting you? Yes. And how do you, why would you ever even go and testify? Imagine that. There's a great video out there right now of this attorney slash professor. Can't remember what school, bougie left his school, college, who went and knocked the guy's MAGA hat off. And then he acts like after he knocked the guy's MAGA hat off, it's right on, you can get it right on Twitter right now. Just find a keyword and put it in there. And he knocks the guy's MAGA hat off. And then the guy comes after him. And then he acts like he beat the guy in a fight. Well, it turns out that it was him and another guy fighting the MAGA hat wearer. And then he's stunned that he ends up being arrested. He has no concept of, as a lawyer slash professor, that if you knock somebody's head off, that's what's called unlawful touching. touching, which is a battery or an assault in some states, whatever you call it. They're synonymous in some states. Here in the state of Florida, it's called a battery. It's unlawful touching. He's like, I didn't start the fight. He started with me. You knocked the hat off of his head. The leftists believe that they have a right to assault other people and not suffer the ramifications of the assault. What did you send me here, Aaron?
That's them.
Back hack. Patrick Mahoney put this in, and what's like a 10-minute video. It's excellent. Patrick Mahoney and Gerald Hoff, both men have been charged for assaulting a WSU student wearing a Trump hat. So the professor assaults the student because he had a MAGA hat on. And it sits there stunned. Well, I didn't start the fight. He started the fight. As an attorney, he doesn't understand that knocking the hat off of somebody else's head is a crime and expects... He said, what I expected was he would just go pick it up and it'd be over.
Or
knock
what
my
an idiot.
Please, knock my head off my head. Watch what happens to your freaking face. As I take your head and just repeatedly smash it into the ground. Watch. I mean, they have lost all connection with reality. They live in leftist oblivion. It's like all the people not realizing they're going to spend 40 years in federal prison for blowing up Teslas. 40 years. Because Pam Bondi's taking no plea bargains and you're on video doing it. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're done. You're finished. So anyway, I hope Rittenhouse goes after them. Go after them for those. We didn't shoot one person in the back. Not one. Watch the video. No AK-47, moron, and not one person was shot in the back. And that's just the facts. Sue the crap out of them, Rittenhouse. All right, 10:23, that's good. Love you all. Appreciate you. Rumble Rants tonight. Robin Aroni, $20. Tony Nuthead, $10. Goozy, $600, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Stick around for the post game. As always, listen, I know I say they're awesome a lot. It's an awesome post game. Stick around for it. It's great. I'm done screaming at you until tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.